Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
People of Earth, if you'll excuse me, just putting the finishing touches on this GoFundMe campaign. Remember, great things happen when we all come together. So by donating whatever you can, as a community, we will finally be able to provide beginner-level improv classes for Matt Young. There we are. Community service always cleanses the spirit. And of course, any donation you can manage will be gladly accepted. And should that take the form of a 3-hour intensive on sharing focus, I am not choosy. Look at that. Your fundraising goal has been met. Class is in session. Right after comedy comes back to Chicago. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 6 years and a month and some change ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord. And more recently, our time in the Northeast, in the town of Northeastia, trying to help Prince Tom Blaine Belleroth become king, although also trying to find him. I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak, the dwarves know me as Zonin and Hook Stengjis, and I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And there may be many other secret names that shall ne'er escape my lips. For if they were ever to be uttered aloud, their sheer destructive power would shatter every eardrum in all of Foon, and then everyone would have to get a different instrument.
A different instrument?
A different ear instrument.
What are some of the most popular ear instruments in Foon?
Like an ear trumpet, or an ear tambourine, or an ear kazoo.
Okay.
Harmonica.
I'm sorry. I've also joined by my other co-host, Roseanne from Singapore.
Arnie, I'm telling you, that's not me. I mean, yes, I have a sexy voice, but that wasn't me writing that email. My name is Chunt the Shapeshifter.
That's true. Chunt the Shapeshifter. He's mostly a talking badger.
And Arnie, I got you a present. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Now open them.
Okay, now they're open.
Look, look down. I got you the cutest dog, and I put him in a tuxedo, and I named him Scoop Booby.
No, remember? No, this is Scoop.
Remember how we were talking about Scoop Booby?
I do. First of all, I thought Scoop Booby was dead, but...
Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll go kill this dog. One second.
No, don't.
Don't kill the dog.
Well, then him and Seance can get married.
I left my eyes open the whole time. Is that all right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
Okay.
I mean, even when your eyes are closed, you can still see, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you sleep, then?
Oh, I sleep with two eyes closed, but all eyes looking, staring forward into the universe, looking for the truths, the greater truths, that will help us defeat all evil in all its forms.
Oh, the greater truths.
You know what? I don't need this shit.
That was the straw. That was the last straw.
That was the last straw I have had.
Oh, all the truths.
All right.
So, John, are you saying that your dead cat that was brought back to life by dark necromantic powers, you're going to try to get it to marry a living dog named Scoop Booby?
Scoop Booby.
Oh, I'm so
Scoop,
sorry.
Scoop Booby? That's the dumbest fucking name I've ever heard.
It's not a good name for a dog,
that
for sure.
That name's... Oh, fuck. That terrible name. Scoop Booby? No, Arnie. Scoop Booby. It just rings of elegance. That's why I put him in a tuxedo. And he's yours.
Okay. Well, how did you afford this dog? I gave all my money to Princess Trachea Aurelia last week.
Yeah, all of our coins, which depict Prince Domblain Belleroth breastfeeding as a child, which I'm honestly saying, forget the dog, we should call these coins Scoop Booby. Why? I don't even...
I don't know where that's going.
How did I afford the dog? Guys, I keep trying to tell you, everything's free when you steal it.
Oh, that's very true. But that's why we're here. I don't want to steal anything. I want to use my cunning and my incredible intellect to win these games of chance here in this gambling den known as the Rooster's Left Foot.
The Rooster's Left Foot.
Yeah, wasn't the rooster in a wheelbarrow?
Yeah, the rooster was in a wheelbarrow and his left foot's hanging out. Because traditionally, Arnie, you may not know this being from Earth, but in Foon, the rooster's right foot is bad luck.
Ooh, Arnie, come over here. Let me just grab you, okay? And, ooh, snake eyes. Ha ha, let me go again. Snake eyes. Ooh, one more time. Snake eyes. I love playing snake eyes. Arnie, do you want to touch them? They just came out.
No, I don't want to touch those snake eyes.
What sort of game of chance do you enjoy, Arnold? They have all of your favorites. Like smack 'em, snake eyes.
You want to play roulette?
How does roulette work?
You spin the wheel, and the wheel will magically land on an insult towards you. And then, depending how you take it, you either win or lose.
I feel like I'm going to lose at this either way.
You have to let it. It's rude. So, you have to let it.
You have to
insult
let it.
You
have to let it insult you. And if you don't, you lose.
Oh, the house always wins.
But there's all manner of gambling here. I'd say. We could go anywhere we want and bet on anything you can imagine.
So, Usador, what you're saying is we are almost entirely out of coin, and your solution is let's gamble.
That's right.
Ooh.
All right.
That's how we're going to win our fortune back.
Ooh, my goddesses, they have Cake Gal. I'm going to go play Cake Gal. I'll be right back.
That's a good game because you can push and play for a long time and cake.
Usador, I'm a little bit worried about Roseanne from Singapore. I feel like...
Who?
Oh, Chunt. I'm a little bit worried about Chunt. He has no impulse control.
Who needs impulse control, you idiot?
Chunt.
Huh? What? I was just pushing the dealer.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
I almost knocked him down. What?
I'm a little bit worried about Usador.
Why?
He has no impulse control.
Kick to the nut!
Look. Look over there. That board... All those names. They're betting on who's going to become the new regent in charge of all of the Northeast over this kingdom of the Belleroth.
Is this whole thing a royal politics watch? Cha-ching?
Cha-ching, indeed.
Cha-ching.
Excuse me, sir? Sir, I have to ask, how do I bet on who's going to be the next regent here in the Northeast?
Well, all you gotta do is just walk up. Pick a name, then give us the coin.
What the f...
And whoever gets the crown next.
I'm sorry, what the fuck? Arnie Usador, what the fuck is this? Is this some sort of joke?
What do you mean?
Did you hear this guy's voice?
Smooth as silk.
So you're telling me at the end of last episode, somebody wrote in from Singapore, Roseanne, and said, I have the sexiest voice, and then this motherfucker talks? That's the fucking sexiest thing I've ever heard, this guy's voice.
Yeah, it's super sexy. Let's go listen some more.
I can't listen to this.
It's all right. You stay.
This isn't fair. Did you guys pay this guy to sound this good?
Obviously.
Chunt, this sucks. Why is your natural impulse when you hear a sexy voice to immediately say, what the fuck?
Because I'm used to being the sexy voice. Sir, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes. The way this works is you just place coins towards the person you think will have the crown next. And when they're crowned, we deal out the coins. Lots of good names. We got front runners like Prince Don Blaine, Princess Tracia, Aurelia.
She's in the running. She'd be very excited to hear that.
Oh, yeah. There's also, you know, some deep cuts like Sir Scootington from Scootsville. You know, he's all the way in Scootsville, but some say he may come through, maybe marry someone and make a play for the crown.
There are so many more names on this board than I would have guessed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and can I just say it's so nice to meet you. My name is Chunt. What is your name?
They call me Five Finger Flint Gustoon. Nice to meet you.
That's a great name.
Yeah.
That's a good name. I must ask you, Five Finger, is there any chance that you have decided who to bet on yet? I saw you here by the board, and I wondered who are you putting your money down on?
Well, I'm kind of scoping out the scene. I'm really seeing. I mean, because a lot of things could happen. Princess Tracia starts to get, you know, next in line for some reason, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, you got Sir Scootington coming over here and he marries her. And then now he is technically the king.
Oh.
There's a double payout. You do a double bet. You bet on Princess Tracia and Sir Scootington.
Far more likely that she would murder anyone who tried to marry her, but you never know. Anything's possible, right?
Oh, yeah. With enough romance, anything's possible.
Ooh. Oh,
especially,
yeah,
like,
baby.
Sir Scootington. He's known because he rides his horse in a particular way, where he hangs off of one side and then lets his feet graze the ground on his tippy toes. So his calves are banging. He has some banging calves.
It sounds like he can't get on his horse.
There are whispers and rumors that that's what's going on. But if you see the calves, you're like, maybe that's on purpose.
It does sound like he's like holding onto the saddle and his body is just laying limply. I mean,
one time he drew on the ground using his toes. It was a bunch of circles as the horse ran in circles. And so some have recorded that as the spheres of destiny.
See, I always heard that the reason that he rode that way was because he wanted the horse to not feel alone. And that's even where the name of the town comes from, Scootsville. Because he scoots his little tippy toes across the ground along with his horse.
Exactly. And then, you know, how couldn't someone like Princess Tracia fall in love with a caring man like that? I mean, she seems the best to me, based on everything I've seen. You know, I've glanced from afar, never too close.
He is very handsome. Ani, have we ever been to Scootsville?
I don't think so, no. And, you know, honestly, I don't think I've ever heard of Scootsville.
Oh, you've got to go. You've got to get out there. I mean, when you get out there, they have the best soup. They're known for their soup.
Oh, their soup is amazing. They put every type of vegetable in it.
Oh, yeah. Vegetables you wouldn't even think should go in soup.
Even carrots.
Arnie, can you imagine you and Scoop Booby in Scootsville eating soup? Just a couple of suits eating soup in Scootsville, Scoop Booby.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
And can we both agree that our voices are as smooth as a shark's penis?
Yeah, I mean, I've never seen the penis of a shark, but I'm going to agree with you blindly that, yes, we have two of the smoothest voices.
Yes, bing bong. Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Sir Scootington is interesting, but I am very interested in the King of Elder Flowers.
Oh, yeah.
Who's actually a mystical being who lives in the forest and apparently wants to ascend to the actual throne of the Northeast, who I always assumed would just sort of, like, hang out and smell flowers and maybe drink dew.
When's the last time you saw him?
About 150 years ago.
Yeah, because there's a big rumor going around that he's dead as hell.
Oh, no.
Snap.
I mean, that happened to my uncle. My uncle was like, I'm a forest guy. I'm in a forest. I'm trying to find me, you know, trying to hang with the satyrs and then the elves and such. And I was like, all right, you do that, Unc, you know. And he's been dead for a long time, but we just assumed he was just in the forest. But eventually the tax people found his body.
Sure. They always do, right?
Yeah.
The two things you can count on in life, death and taxes.
Exactly.
Well, Five Finger, I know we've just met, but I'm so sorry to hear that your uncle is dead as hell.
Oh, no, it's fine. I bet on it, and I won.
Congratulations.
Everyone was like, he is alive, and I'm like, I bet you he's dead. I bet you, and sure enough, I was right. So I came up, bankrupted my father that way.
Oh, my.
We're a gambling family. We've come from a long line of gamblers. That's where the nickname Five Finger comes from, because my dad was Four Fingers, because he lost a bet and lost a finger. I took that same bet. It was against the nastiest tiefling. He thought I couldn't guess how old he was. But see, I got a technique.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
If you look close at the base of a tiefling's horns,
okay. Uh-huh.
You can see some light indentation. And if you look at enough horns, you'll be able to get a ballpark estimate of the years. Then I use certain questionings or the certain ongoings based on kingdoms, but like deep cut stuff, mm-hmm. you know, like older things. And then I kind of get closer. And then I just take a guess.
Oh.
And I guess right.
I never knew that technique. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And Arnie, have we told you about ballparks? It's where you play baseball. Have you ever played baseball? Have we played baseball with you?
Have we played baseball with you, Arnie?
No, I really have a hunch that I don't want to play.
You gotta play.
Yeah, you have to play. It's super fun. All you do is stand around in a circle and you throw a ball as hard as you can at the opponent's face. Oh. And they have to try to catch it before it hits them in the face.
It's Foon's greatest pastime.
And there's that song that goes with it?
Yes. Take me down to the baseball pits where the balls hit you in the face. Mm-hmm. If you stand in place, you go to the race. You got some balls you can taste.
Da-da-da-da.
Oh.
Yeah.
So. Ah, beautiful.
I usually go just to hit on the hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not like Scoop Booby. There are some really sexy dogs at the ballpark.
Nothing like a ballpark dog.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, yeah. No. Look, I'm not a dog person, not into it, but I'm a man with eyes. And I've seen some thicked up dogs, you know, very muscular. And I'm like, if I was a dog, that'd be an eligible dog to mate with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why not? Have you ever bet on a baseball game?
All the time. Well, that's I'd say my secondary source of income is baseball bets. Yeah, I go down, you know, the first form of income is scalping baseball tickets. That's, you know, I get the tickets and I make fake ones and people are able to get into the
So you're not really scalping the tickets. You're just counterfeiting the tickets.
You're making good tickets that work for people to enter the game. It sounds like a service.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no way to kind of verify it. No system where they would be able to check it against records. Maybe using some kind of magical source to scan it.
Yeah. Everybody can just kind of walk in there. You don't even really need to buy a ticket.
Technically, no. But
if you buy a ticket, you're kind of a shithead.
You know, some people are worried about the honor system, so you always catch some paladins as such coming in here wanting to buy tickets and be honorable. And I'm like, oh, your funeral.
Are you ever worried about getting on the wrong side of the evil sorcerer, the Ticketmaster?
Oh, 100%. I actually have a strong bet on that. If the Ticketmaster kills me, I do win $1,000,000.
Oh, wow.
Can we see your death bet bowl? Like,
Oh, yeah. There's quite a few death bets I have just based on many ways that I could die. If I die to a dragon, then I'm paid out 5,000 gold. Ooh. If I die from a rogue kobold, that's going to be about 20 gold pieces. If I happen to, get hit by a random fireball, that's going to be 10 gold pieces for me.
Can I ask, what if it's a very deliberate fireball?
Yeah, an intentional fireball.
Oh, that bumps it up to 50.
Ooh. And then there's like a low bet of like, if all of my friends seem to, you know, get busy and we don't find time to ever go on adventures again, then I get one gold piece.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
For being dead inside.
Not worth it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. As a wizard who likes to shoot fireballs at people who really piss me off, I'll write someone's name on it.
Ooh.
I'll take my finger and I'll stick it right in that ball of fire and I'll say, this one's for you, Arnie. You're in trouble now, you son of a bitch.
Wait, why does this scenario have to involve you killing me with a fireball?
It was just an example. It was just an example of how I might kill someone with a very intentional fireball.
But I've also seen you throw some real random ones. Like, I remember you threw a fireball with a beret on it and jean shorts, and I was like, so fucking random.
Yeah, and then there's all these.
Whoa!
Watch out.
Ooh. This is why I like talking to people. This is 100% why I like talking to people. Because I didn't know that you could do that. I didn't know you could put it. So now I got to put in a new bet to see how much I'd make if I got hit with a, you know, fireball with my name on it.
Monogrammed. Monogrammed fireball.
Yes, monogrammed fireball. You see, that's, we're in business over here. So are y'all going to bet on one of the next heirs to the throne, or y'all just a window betting?
Well, I've been looking while we were talking, and I am very interested. You said the King of Elderflowers is probably dead.
That's my bet.
But I think if I have to bet on the next heir, I might have to choose Scrumblebum.
Oh, Scrumblebum, that's such a great bet right there. Scrumblebum from Cryptopia is 2 years old, but a strong two.
And
lots of time, lots of times you'll have, you know, situations where kingdoms will just want to unite. So they will, you know, betroth a two-year-old. And sure, it's a long play. You'll have to wait for a while, but you will know you have money on the way.
Yeah, to the hard way. He's to the hard way. Five fingers. One, I've given up trying to mimic your sultry voice. You win that, so here's five coin that I owe you.
All right, hold on. Give me 1 second. Hey, you owe me 5 gold pieces. It was a fake voice. Yeah.
Damn it.
I told you, I'm the smoothest. There's only one shark penis
He's
in
good.
This place. Okay.
So he has seen a shark's penis.
Look, when I'm in the bed, I have to play dumb with everything.
Of course.
And I would like to cash out my bet that I made that he would revert to his regular garbage voice before we got to the first break.
Oh, yeah. Damn definitely. It. So let me pay you out. That's going to be about 15 gold pieces for you. A lot of people didn't believe it. It seems like you were on top.
And then, part two for me is in this pool, the royalty pool, I want to put I want to put 33 gold on myself.
What? Ooh, interesting.
My mom always told me to bet on myself.
I like this. I like this a lot.
The best bet you can ever make.
Wait, to be king?
You think you might be the next king of the Northeast?
I mean, look at the odds.
Tornage!
I guess he's writing him in right now.
Put a new name on the list, yep. Okay.
It's Chunt the Shapeshifter. What are the odds on that?
Yeah, right now. Well, look at you, Chunt. Yeah? Looks like everyone believes in you. I think it's the interesting name. We've mostly been going based off of names and not really fact. And it looks like you're shooting towards the top right now.
Wow, what are the odds?
100 to 1.
What are the odds of that?
I said 100 to 1.
But I'm saying, like, what are the odds?
But what are the odds that the odds would have been 100 to 1?
But I'm saying, what are the odds?
Oh, that's a 50-1 odds that it would be 100 to 1.
100 to 1. Okay.
All right. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know.
How much trade do you do in odds on odds?
It's all over the place here. We're wild. We've been drinking.
Like right before the odds come out, there's just a flurry of gambling on what the odds will be.
There is a wizard next to the betting boards that slows down time so that you can make a bet on the second, so that you can keep updating the odds as time passes. There's a man who's been here for 1,000 years.
Oh, I bet it's Can. Can the Wizard.
Probably Can the Wizard.
He's a master of space and time, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's also a terrible bore, but that aside, now that you say that the names are the primary reason that they're making it onto the board here, that makes a lot of sense to me, because Wonder Tinkle, the goat lady, I thought was a really odd choice, but now that you said it was mostly based on name, I mean, it's...
Oh, yeah, 100%. Also, you know, can you imagine Wonder Tinkle, the goat lady, wearing a crown? I mean, just the sight puts a smile on your face and is worth however much money I might have lost on that.
Well, I can imagine her eating a crown.
Yeah. Yes.
I made a joke.
Oh, no, I know.
I'd love to hear more about Wonder Tinkle the Goat Lady. I don't know if any of you can sort of fill me in on their story. Ooh,
yes. Well, she's about 17 feet tall. She's a goat lady. And she's sort of covered in a magical shimmer, golden shimmer. And that's where she got the name Wonder Tinkle. And she often sells jewelry that she makes at the ocean, down at the beach.
And she's a goat lady in terms of she's one of the greatest of all time ladies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a goat.
Yes, and a goat. I mean, back in the days, you know, we went on one date. It kind of fell apart immediately because we just couldn't decide where to eat. You know, I wanted to go to this new tavern that had a nice herb roasted chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very succulent with a side of potatoes.
Oh,
you know, a nice piece of bread where you can sop it up.
Yum.
Yeah, and she wanted to eat grass.
Can I tell you probably your biggest mistake there?
Oh, what was that?
You only went on one date. Of course things are going to end.
That's true.
What a strange question to ponder. If you don't go on a second... Yeah, what are the odds of going on a second date with Wonder Tinkle the Goat Lady?
I would have to say zero, right? Because it didn't happen.
If you don't mind, let's ponder on some lost love right now. Is there any misconnections that any of you three can think of?
Oh, Five Fingers. I have recently suffered a heartbreak that is hard to describe. I and the other wizards, we met at a wizard's council, and I crossed my lady love, Jinlevia the Red, and now she is furious with me, and all the other wizards won't speak to me. Even my protege, and it's fine. I feel fine about it. I'm doing fine. I'm fine. I'm fine.
I'm so fine. Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna go monogram some fireballs.
Five Finger, I don't want to say this too loudly because I don't want to draw attention to it. Can I cash in my bet that Usador would cry before we did our first
bet? Oh, yes, 100%. That's going to be five. And I'm going to say, give me those 10 goals. I said I could get one of these guys to ponder on love. You know, we all love love around here. Yeah, that comes on 10. Ooh, 10 goals. We bet
house
on everything.
Always wins.
We bet on
House always wins.
House always wins, right?
I want to bet on the house.
Oh, ooh.
I want to bet the house on the house.
Ooh. I'm going to need you to step in the executive basement for that bet.
Ooh la la. I'm going to get my fingers broken.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break.
Don't say break.
I think we've achieved all of my bets that would happen before the break. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, let's maybe go to the executive basement.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, we're still at the casino, the Rooster's Left Foot, but now we're in the executive basement. Oh, yeah. I feel very fancy.
This is the executive basement. This is where all the high stakes bets go down. So as you can see, we have a bet in place for the house on the house. You do know what happens when you bet against the house directly and put the house up for bets in that bet.
I guess I don't fully know. I mean, as far as I know, the house always wins, so this is a foolproof bet.
Yes, but this is where we bet fingers.
Oh, boy.
Very few people come out of here without fingers.
Okay, do I want to bet my fingers against the guy who bankrupted his father?
Chunt, do you want to borrow some of my fingers?
Ooh, do you have any to spare?
Yeah, I have 10, and they'll just grow back. I'm a wizard.
Give me, but I don't want to be greedy. Give me 28.
28. All right, here you go. There's the first 10.
And then Arnie, can I get 3 from you?
No. So you can get this one finger. See this one? You have this finger. See it? Ow! Give me back my. It's still attached to me. Stop pulling my middle finger.
Arnie, as you reminded me in the last episode, this is an audio format, and no one knows what finger you are pointing at him.
I was cheekily extending my middle finger on was it left or right? I gotta do an L shape with my hand. It was the right.
Wow, look at down here in the executive basement. Arnie, look, there's paintings of all the faceball greats. There's Baby Tooth.
Oh, yeah.
Head Williams.
Yeah.
Nolan Cryan. What a baby.
The greats, that's what I'm talking about.
Snacky Robinson.
Snacky, one hit quite like Snacky.
Ooh, Boo Bear Pig. He died of Boo Bear Pig's disease.
Hank Barron.
Hank Barron.
Which was great.
Did he have any kids?
Baron. Well, he was a Baron.
He was a Baron who was also a bear, which really made for rough games.
Is this painting Mickey Dismantle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd you know, Arnie? Oh, I guess the name's right there.
Yeah, and also this is a giant mouse taking something apart, so I assume.
Excuse me. Can I get a rainbow bowl over here? Can I get a drink? Can I get a rainbow bowl?
Yes,
thank you.
Serve them a drink. And of course, you know, Sammy Sosa.
He was Sosa.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be allowed in here, I don't think.
Yeah.
And there was also Lark the Liar.
Yeah, Lark the Liar. You know.
He told everyone he was great at the game, and it turned out he wasn't. But everyone just believed him. They took him at face value.
Derek Jester.
Derek.
And over there is Johnny Bench. Not even a painting of him.
Yeah, he's like, just sitting here.
He loves one of the tables.
Yeah, he loves a bet. He's waiting tables. You know, you lose enough faceball, you know, and now you're down here.
He's a two-seater.
Yeah. So you're going to put the fingers on the line? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah, I'm going to put, looks like I have 28 fingers if Arnie's not willing to give any more. So,
I see this. What's that sign over there on the wall? It says, no magic fingers accepted.
Yeah. Are those magic fingers?
Arnie, what the fuck?
I was occupied.
Arnie, you fucking narc.
Oh, I'm sorry. I would just like to read signs. You know me.
No, I did not know those were magic fingers.
I'm sorry, I didn't know. I can take my fingers back, though, even though the new ones have started to grow back already. I'll just stick these on top of the little tiny ones I'm starting to grow.
Yeah, we're going to need the real thing. Are you willing to make this bet?
Oh, Chunt, do you want some of the fingers out of my bag of fingers that aren't magic?
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on. How did you get those again?
Different means.
Is this also why you're named Baggle Me Fingies?
Shh.
What if I bet a secret name? Do those count?
You can't have one of my secret names. There are so many of them, and they're so powerful, and I dare not utter them aloud.
That spices it up.
Oh.
He seems interested.
You would accept a secret name as offer for this bet?
Oh yes, 100%.
Aren't you known to the gamblers as pool holes? I'll bet pool holes.
Okay. You'll bet pool holes, and then I'll put my name, Five Finger Flint Gustoon, on the line.
Ooh. I would love to have that name.
Well, it's time to go.
I think he just asked us to leave.
No. No, we're going even further down.
Oh, thank goddesses. I was like, that sucks. Yeah. I just lost.
We're going to the kobold pits. It's kobold prize fighting. We find some feral kobolds and we lock them in a cage. And the one that lives is the winner.
Should I get my rainbow bowl, or can I get another drink down there? Should I wait here?
Down there, there's not rainbow bowls.
Okay, I'm gonna. I'm just gonna run to the bar real quick and get my drink. I'll be right behind you. I'll be right back.
Yeah, it's just pit juice down there.
I don't know if I want to go down.
Pit juice. There's illegal cobalt fights happening.
Who said the illegal word around here?
Well, didn't
we
Michael...
like the term? Not quite actually above the board, kind of actually legal. Not really, though. Not legal, kind of. But, you know, that's what we prefer.
Wasn't Michael Victorious booted out of gambling for this?
He did face some fines in baseball, but, you know, he's had his redemption. You know, he had his redemption. Even though the bard, Pink, was very mad when he was transferred to the baseball team of her hometown, and it was a real big thing.
As long as it's not illegal, I guess I'm willing to go down.
Yeah.
Arnie, did we ever tell you about the bard Pink?
No.
Everyone loved her so much that they wrote her name on her butt.
Because her name was so juicy.
I've been meaning to ask you, Usur, why it said Pink on your butt.
Because I love Pink.
Arnie, do you see what it says on the butt of my sweatpants? My butt is down here.
Stink. Oh.
Wait, what?
But the arrow's pointing.
My butt is down here. You know how guys are always looking at the back of your head, and you have to be like, hey, my butt's down here, fellas. You know, come on, you know.
All right, let's go down to those fights.
All right.
Oh, it's sweaty and smoky down here.
Wow, so many nefarious characters.
Oh, yeah, this is where the big stakes come at hand.
I have ne'er seen so many eye patches in one room.
Yeah, there's a guy over there with two eye patches.
Wow. Oh, and look at that, Arnie. It's the 1908 White Hawks. They're notorious for throwing bets.
Oh, don't worry. We're safe. Oh, hold on. See, let my friend Tom Bravey pass by. You know, he's down here. Hey, let go of the face balls. Don't stop. Stop taking the air out of the face balls. Come on now. Come.
That's not the way to play.
I don't even really like or follow Faceball, but I know I just don't like that guy.
Something about him.
Well, Arnie, we haven't even told you about the Faceball's merchandising.
Is that guy with the two eye patches, is that guy a Cyclops?
Yeah. He has no reason to have those. They're kind of on the side of both his one eye on each side, so he's not really blocking anything with the eye patches. It's probably a fashion statement.
Are they like horse blinders or whatever those things are called? Like, just to focus?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if this is a proper environment for Scoop Booby.
Well, don't worry. We'll just watch one match, get this bet out the way, and then we'll go back up.
Scoop Booby, that reminds me. Right. Five Finger. Yes. I would like to place a bet. Oh. And my collateral is this adorable dog in a tuxedo.
Arnie, no. Scoop Booby.
All right, well.
Although, can I ask, when the house gets a live thing as, like, collateral, what happens to it? Like, what do you do with it?
Well, we go to the Rooster's Left Orphanage. We have them there for a bit. And usually we'll try and pair them with a nice gambling family that'll teach it how to gamble. Mm-hmm. You know, get it real, really set into the gambler's life. And hopefully we'll see them on the floor someday.
I'd hate to think what happens at the Rooster Right Orphanage.
Yeah.
Oh, murders.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just murders. Yeah.
That sounds about right.
I've got to say, as a general rule, and take it or leave it, but I wouldn't use the word left in an orphanage name.
Arnie, if I were you, I wouldn't use the term take it or leave it when talking about orphans.
You know, we have many thoughts on orphans, and I have many bets on the fact that we'd be talking about orphans. Run me my money.
Oh, damn.
Good. The house always wins.
The house always wins. Look, I got to say, as I saw y'all walking up, I put in 150 different bets on the many ways this conversation might go. As a matter of fact, I just won the bet. The bet was that I'd be able to get y'all down here bet on the kobold fights. The kobolds aren't real. We got little gnomes on each other's shoulders. Yeah, that'd be illegal. Come on, this is all above the board. Would you think I'm a guy who does something illegal? No, y'all just lost the bet, and that's my name now.
Damn
Damn it.
Give me my secret name now.
Okay, here. You sort of write down your secret name and give it to him.
All right, I'll write it down in my blood so that it transfers over to him.
Can you smell it?
Pujols.
Pujols. There you are.
Can I ask, why are kobold fights illegal, but gnome fights are not illegal?
Yeah, who gives a shit about gnomes?
It's kind of like the weird thing of, like, you know, it's technically a sanctioned fisticuffs just in the costume. So that's how we kind of skirt it. But, see, it is a weird loophole, but, you know, I was like, I kind of thought of it when I was building it out. By the way, I'm so glad we did do this, because if we never came down here, they'd get real hot. But since you walked into Rooster's left foot, they've been down here in costume waiting for us to come down here.
It seems like a lot of theatrics on the chance that three strangers may walk up and perhaps want to see these things. So I'm very impressed. Have all these things ready to go.
That is the beauty of betting, baby. You haven't even seen. There are other rooms with much more intricate costumes.
Show us.
Tony, let's go to the underwater room real quick.
We can't go to the underwater room.
Tony, go ahead. Can you tell the dwarves that they can get out the water?
I feel bad about the dwarves.
30 Hey, this is a weird question. This is actually a quiz, because I do know the answer to this. But can dwarves breathe underwater?
I suppose they cannot. They can hold their breath, but they can't breathe, technically.
And if they were to hold their breath for, let's say, the amount of time that we've been together today.
Uh-huh.
Would you think they'd still be
dead? Yes.
Dead? Dead.
Yeah. Probably dead. Yeah.
So we're saying 40 minutes, give or take, how much time gets edited out.
Plus the ad.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, the ad. Oh, they're dead. Yeah, they're dead.
Okay. This is all hypothetical. I'm going to talk to
Five Finger, take your time.
Usador.
Yeah.
Usador.
Yeah.
How bad do you want that name, Five Finger? Because I think I have a bet.
Oh, I'd like it very much. You know, I just peeked in one of these rooms, and it looks like a griffin orgy. But I bet it's just something else dressed up like a griffin having an orgy.
Five Fingers?
Yes.
Would you be willing to bet your name, Five Fingers, against 10 gold?
Oh, yeah. I've bet my name against less. Let's go.
Okay, Usador, quick. Make a bunch of tiny bushes pop up around my bet. I want to hedge it.
Okay. Arath, karath, tarah, arath, ta-da.
Well, I've hedged my bets. And so, Five Fingers, here we go. I bet you that you're going to win this bet.
Oh, no.
I think you found a loophole.
The gambler's paradox.
Oh, no.
God.
Is this going to be like the end of Poltergeist? Is this whole place is going to disappear in itself?
You win.
Yes.
Because I definitely did put a bet that you would make a bet where you would bet that I would win the bet if I won it. And then when you did it, you were going to make your wizard friend hedge the bets by then producing those. So I have officially won the bet, thus losing your bet.
Oh, I think you're psychic. I think you can see the future. I think if you can know all these things are happening, you must have incredible mental powers that you aren't aware of.
I was going to say a similar thing. I think you've got a gambling problem.
There is a world in which both those things are true. But if I were to be psychic, it's something I definitely couldn't or should admit to, since that would be an ethics issue, me owning a casino and betting on things to come, like who's going to take the crown and making certain events happen so that certain deep-cut people at the bottom of the next to the throne bumps up way higher than they should.
And frankly, it's already problematic that you're winning money from your own casino, but forget that.
Wait, hold on. I feel like we're all blowing past what Five Finger just said. Although, actually, do we still call you Five Finger? Did you lose your name?
Yeah, I'm about to chop my finger off to become Four Finger.
Oh.
Just like your father.
Wait. Before you do.
Wait.
Hey. Okay. Hey. Grab his hand.
I mean, I'm not going to stop him. You can do it.
Just because we took your name doesn't mean you have to cut off a finger. You can just change your name to anything. I mean, you could take Scoop Booby or Scoop Poopy.
Please take both.
From this day forward,
I'm Scoop Poopy. Thank you so much.
Well, don't thank me, because, well, yeah, okay.
So, listeners, keep your eye on your podcast feed. And in the future, if you ever see an episode titled Scoop Poopy, guess who's back?
Well, I would even be willing to cut some sort of deal with you. I have plenty of names. And the fact that I won, or rather that Chunt won on my behalf, is satisfaction enough for me. I gladly gift you your name back.
All right. My name is Five Finger Scoot Poopy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Damn, the perfect voice and the perfect name.
So, can I refill those drinks? I feel like I've had a good day of betting, and I think I'm going to turn it in.
Yeah, I'd love another rainbow bowl, if you don't mind.
Oh, I'll keep the rainbow bowls going. As a matter of fact, all your drinks for the rest of the day are on me.
Ooh, cops, yes. Love it.
Ah, yes. Now, I have to go check on the dwarves in the underwater room for a little bit. Oh. We'll be right back.
You don't need to check on them. They're dead.
You know, what is death?
What is death?
Exactly.
I think he's referring to, if you look over on this other wall, there's the what is death board, where you can bet on what definitively is death. I'm going to put one coin down on the undiscovered country.
Oh, well, yes. Okay, the undiscovered country. I like that.
I'm going to put one coin down then on the final frontier.
All right, Chunt? I'm going to stack your bet on top of this large mound of bets.
And sorry, we're betting on what is death?
What mm-hmm. is death, yes.
We've got a few options. Nemesis, Insurrection, Wrath of Khan.
What is death?
The motion picture.
You know, I'm going to set this one up. I feel like I haven't watched enough of these bets.
Fair enough. It has been a pleasure making your acquaintance, and we have learned so much here in the Rooster's Left Foot that I believe that your prediction methods may predict the next regent to sit upon the throne of the Northeast.
Ooh, yeah.
And I would like to make my final bet. Okay. I am going to put 100 coins on Tom Blaine Belleroth.
And I want to put one coin on Tom Blaine, but not as a prediction, as a post-diction.
All right.
So the bet only stands if he wins.
I will play to decide as a post-diction.
Thank you. I'm being smarter with my bets, I feel.
Yeah, yes, yes.
We sort of blew past this a second ago, but I could have swear Five Finger suggested
Say the full name.
Five Finger Scoop Poopy suggested
Thank you.
That he's been tampering with the odds a little bit of who would be the next ruler of the Northeast. So I'm just saying, hypothetically, if that were true, if a large number of bets were coming in for Tom Blaine to be the next king, would that mean that the House would be more motivated to try to, like, do something bad to Tom Blaine Belleroth?
I cannot confirm nor deny that, but I would say you seem to have what we'd like to call around these places gambler's logic.
Arnie, does that mean I shouldn't bet on Tom Blaine?
Should I be betting my coin on a post-diction? My mother does need a brand new pair of shoes.
Should I place my money instead on long shot heir to the throne and former baseball player Daryl Raspberry?
Should I turn my life around and start going to church?
What is death?
So are you updating your bets? I mean, the monologuing was real cool for a second. But,
Can I say, Scoop Poopy, and I mean this sincerely, I appreciate how patient you are. I feel like I have never been to a casino before where there's quite as much patience for a lot of just speculating and talking and kind of like second guessing about what bets people are going to do.
Well, he is psychic, so is he really patient if he knows the pauses are coming?
Once again, that sounds like some gambler's logic. Now, I could answer your question, or I can let you think on that. Really come to a time where you figure it out.
Ooh, if you're answering questions, can I ask, when do I hold
How do you
him
die?
When do I fold him, huh?
Wait, what?
Huh? What?
I was just asking, when do I know when to fold them and when do I know when to hold them?
Oh, he knows when you're going to die.
Oh, you look, you can fold them when you feel it's necessary. And you can do well by staying away from.
Yes, yes. Shark penises? What? Tell me.
This person.
What person? This person?
You'll know because they dress pretty flamboyantly.
Scoop Poopy?
They wear.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh. Oh, Scoop Poopy's
he's
having.
Chesting his, he's clutching his chest.
Oh, what's happening? Oh. Here. Where's my healing rock?
Oh, no. All I know is that the person is wearing something flamboyant. Arnie, flamboyant is,
No, no, wait, not. Oh, no, about your bed. John, I think there's a good chance that Five Finger Scoop Poopy just died.
This
right
motherfucker.
In front of us.
This motherfucker faked his death. Look at him. He's trying to roll away.
He is slowly crawling towards the door. I can't tell if he's just trying to get a payout or trying to get out of this conversation.
I'm so dead over here. I've been attacked by my own heart.
It's a heart attack. Because if we were talking about our broken hearts earlier, none of us thought to ask if Five Fingers had ever had his heart broken.
Exactly.
Who? Sorry, who? You said, or who?
Five Finger Scoop Poopy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, let us know what death is.
Inevitable.
Oh, the voyage home.
Yet again, we witness the lengths to which people will go to avoid the lingering shadow of a second guest appearance. Although I was surprised to learn that death is inevitable. I always thought that was Squarespace ads. You've been listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, also known as the Wait Wait Don't Tell Me for people with homemade cosplay gear that smells vaguely of damp pet. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Five Finger Scoop Poopy was played by special guest Iffy Wadiway. Check out Iffy on Twitch at IffDs and visit his website at iffycomedy.com. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Hey Siri, begin playback of the Frozen 2 soundtrack on an infinite loop and disregard all future voice commands.
I still think he'll be back.
Yeah, I hope so.
Still keep your eye on that podcast feed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fellas, let me know when the tax man leaves. I'm dead.
put like a Google alert for Scoop Poopy, and when it comes up, you'll know, like, oh, I got to check out my podcatcher.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe put in a search for Magic Tavern Scoop Poopy to avoid some other rather unpleasant search results.
Well, you know, maybe Scoop Poopy will show up on another podcast. You never know. Like Scoop Poopy.
Sure.
Yeah, like Radiolab.
And make sure you spell it right, because if you put in Scoop Booby, you're probably just going to find fan art of the most handsome dog in a tuxedo.
All right, fellas. Thanks for coming to Rooster's Left Foot. Stay, and just let me know one thing you could bet on.
Yeah?
One thing you could bet on.
Yeah?
Is faking your death to avoid taxes.
It's a good move.
That's the lesson I leave y'all with today.
Wow. He's literally pushing us out the door.
Yes, we were close.
What? Ah.
He just doesn't want to give us any more free drinks.
Damn it.
Should have drank more.
God damn it. I think that every day.
W2 Brute?
I have missed these Friday night dinners.
Hey, welcome to Harvey Graw!
At these family dinners...
Gracious, everyone!
Dysfunction is served.
Wah! I can't have you all messing things up for my entire adult life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we embarrass you?
Jump, jump, jump!
It's already better than I dared to dream.
They're extra.
Let the wild rumpus start!
Woo, 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 woo.
And they're embarrassing.
We know how hard it is to move on from the first girl that you ever slept with.
Not the first girl who I ever slept with.
Yeah, yeah, right. You're a regular lady killer.
I thought you said it was going to be boring here tonight.
No!
I really hoped it would be.
But they couldn't love each other more.
Surprise! To mom and dad being totally normal.
Wow.
So, dinner next Friday, everyone?
Wouldn't miss for the world.
Dinner with the Parents, Season 1. Stream free only on Freevee.